Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 30th day of May already, guys, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 49 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. But it's still the same old fucking shit. Now, I mean, the snow's backed up enough till I got to go out there and I got to cut fucking grass down up to my fucking knees that I couldn't cut previous because it just kept growing and the snow would come up. I can't mowing the snow. But I mean, in the mornings here, it's like this morning, it was 26 fucking degrees. And we're at the 30th day of goddamn May. And I'll tell you, it ain't the goddamn people. It ain't cows farting. It ain't no kind of shit. It's those big silver fucking motherfucking 747, 757s blatantly fucking spraying fucking shit into the atmosphere that's fucking everything up and making people sick. And we're getting a little bit sick of you motherfuckers. But I mean, they want to talk, everybody's supposed to, no, there's no such thing as man-made climate change. Oh, yes, there is. You look right up in the fucking sky, you can see it. You can see it fucking plain and fucking clear. But it ain't the fucking goddamn everyday son of a bitch or the fucking cow farting that's doing it. It's the industrial fucking war complex. It's the goddamn Masonic dirty church cabal. It's the international corporate mafia. Got it? Of course they're fucking doing it. They're doing that. I mean, they come out and do something like that right in your fucking face and say, you guys are causing climate change. Why? Because we haven't killed you yet. At any rate, let's see what we're going to open up with here. An assault weapon is a weapon of war. Oh, my God. Oh, really? Kamala Harris. Oh, my God. The expert at fucking goddamn firearms. This fucking nobody stupid son of a bitch demands a ban on all assault weapons. Well, we're gonna have a talk about your fucking demand, fucking Kamala. We'll do it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. An assault weapon is a weapon of war. Kamala Harris demands a ban on all assault weapons. Do you really, bitch? Demand all you want. Demand. Lay down on the fucking floor, piss your pants, and kick yourself around the corner and throw a real fucking fit. You can still go right straight to hell. You ain't getting it. I've noticed that people have started smartening up and quit saying, they're going to ban you. No, they ain't going to do shit. They want a fucking war. They can come and instigate it and get their fucking asses smeared. That's all. This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty Ford. Discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Kamala Harris this weekend called for a quote, or no, not a quote, a ban on so-called, quote, assault weapons as she prepared to depart in Buffalo, New York. Kamala Harris on Saturday joined Al Sharpton and other race baiters at the funeral of a Buffalo shooting victim. 18-year-old Peyton Gendron, a white man, fatally shot 10 people at a Buffalo, New York supermarket in a black community on May 14th. Kamala Harris lashed out at Americans as she spoke at the funeral of Buffalo shooting victim Ruth Whitefield. Then she called for law-abiding gun owners to be punished, as an assault weapon is a weapon of war, with no place in a civil society. Harris said to reporters, "Well, you're just a dumb fucking cunt, aren't you, Kamala Harris? You don't know shit from Shinola. You don't know simple motherfucking history, do you, you dumb cunt? And you sure as hell do not know jurisprudence, do you? I don't know where you're getting your theory in the fucking law, bitch, but I cannot be fucking punished for something somebody else does a fucking goddamn 3,000 miles away from me. You do not have the authority to take my fucking guns, you motherfucking bitch. No, you nor none of the communists, nor none of the fucking fascists, none of you fucking capitalist cocksuckers has one fucking bit of authority to touch my fucking guns. And you come to touch my individual fucking freedom and liberty to have and fucking bear my fucking arms, I will use those motherfuckers on you. It's time to get you out of the fucking way. You are the fucking problem." Oh, it was a white man that did, trying to race me. Well, why, it doesn't matter what matte color it was. It don't matter what color the guy was that did the shooting. If there was a fucking shooting, this could be just another one of their goddamn movie productions, people. You don't know. But if there was a fucking shooting, the guy's been fucking busted. The guy is going to be tried within the fucking admiralty unlawfully. Actually, he should have to be tried within the fucking, he has a right to be tried within the goddamn, common law. But he will be tried, he will be convicted, and he will be punished. The man who did the deed. Not the fucking axe he used to give mommy 40 whacks. The dude that did it. He will be punished, and that's the end of it. That's as far as you can go, even in the fucking, especially in the Ministry of Admiralty. You can't even do shit in the Ministry of Admiralty, but I'm talking about in the common law. That's as far as you can fucking go. You can't say, "Well, we punished that guy. Well, let's just start taking everybody's gun." You give it a fucking go. Would you quit fucking, I'm so sick of you. I'm yawning. You're fucking disgusting. You're punk bitch motherfuckers. Do it or shut the fuck up. I don't want to see you, this ugly fucking cunt, Kamala Harris. I don't give a shit what this dumb cunt has to say. If she ain't got two brain cells to rub together. She don't know what the fuck she's talking about. She don't know fuck about goddamn law. She don't know fuck about goddamn the fucking foundation of this fucking country. She doesn't know that goddamn second article cannot be touched. You got other ones. I got another article coming up there. Supreme Court, this guy's old fucker who just died, but we should remove that second article. You give that a fucking go. You just give it a fucking go anytime you're fucking ready. The jungle awaits you, you sons of bitches. An assault weapon is a weapon of war. You goddamn fucking ass right it is, bitch. I'll fucking, you're fucking balls ass on. Let's see about that goddamn weapon of war. Who are the militia? This is Tench Koch. This is the son of a bitch that brought the second article up for fucking for ratification, and then to be added to the Constitution as a fucking footnote, I suppose. But this is the controlling law in this goddamn country, and they don't act like you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, or what a god that this fucking right cannot be fucking touched. Like you don't know what a fucking right is, Kamala cunt. You fucking bitch. Don't act like you don't know what the fucking, what a goddamn right is. It's something you can't touch. It's untouchable. That's why it's a right. And our Bill of Rights is one single fucking body of law that you can't touch. You try it, we fucking waste you. That's all there is to it, you fucking cunt. And you will fucking hang for treason, for attacking the fucking body politic of the people of the United States of America, the American nationals, the people with the jurisdictional authority over this country. We've laid the fucking law down. You're in disobedience. You are in disobedience to the point of treason and fucking sedition. Your ass will fucking hang. Or you want to come and try to take those fucking guns, you will get shot. That's what they're for, Kamala. Those fucking guns are, we're supposed to have badass motherfucking war guns. That's what we're supposed to be, always outnumber and always outgun any fucking government entity so that we can blow their fucking treasonous asses away if they try what you fuckers have tried in violating the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791 of we the fucking people. The jurisdictional authority, the fucking goddamn fucking power in this goddamn country. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. This is a son of a bitch explaining the fucking second article to the fucking cocksuckers like Kamala Harris and the rest of the fucking goddamn aristocracy that fucking did not want this. They did not want that fucking Bill of Rights. Oh, my God. A common man didn't have to bow to them. They weren't special. Just because they had fucking money. Because they were shit out the right cunt. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. That's pretty plain and fucking simple. You act like you don't have a definition. You're a lying fucking cunt. You're a lying motherfucker if you're fucking Blumenthal. You have the absolute definition. When the motherfucker was put on a, put as, was made a part of the fucking, supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, when it was ratified by we the people, the representatives of we the people, which were elected by we the people, unlike your goddamn constitution that you ratified with your fucking cronies. That motherfucker has never been fucking agreed upon by we the people. Never! So bring that motherfucker and bring your fucking goddamn standing army and we'll fucking wipe your asses out. Tell us we ain't got the right to have, we got the right to have better, badder ass guns than you do, you son of a bitch and whore. As civil rulers and not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize like they're tyrannizing the fuck out of us right now. And as the military forces which must be occasionally raised to defend the country. Occasionally raised? You mean that standing fucking Blackwater fucking army of fucking mercenaries from around the fucking world that has been hired using our goddamn wealth of our country to fucking try to subvert us and try to make us goddamn subjugated by the fucking by these fucking aristocrats? Is that what you're talking about? Might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private fucking arms. And that is every other terrible implement of the fucking soldier. Anything we want. And you haven't a goddamn thing to say about it, bitch. You try to say something about it, we hang your ass. Because we're the authority here, you fucking cunt, not you. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. And that's what's fixing to fucking happen. You're on the edge of that jungle. Come on, motherfucking bitch. Come on in. Bring your fucking ass in here, you fucking cunt. Because that's what you are, a fucking cunt. You ain't even a fucking woman. You're a fucking cunt. A mindless, fucking know-nothing, fucking dim-witted, mush-minded, fucking cunt. An assault weapon is a... That was Kamala. Here, boy, here's what I think, you fucking Kamala. Come do it, bitch. Send your fucking cocksuckers. Send the motherfuckers that want to die violating the law of we the people. That's what the king did. Boy, by royal decree, he had the right to tell us we didn't have guns, didn't he? And he got his fuck. Well, he didn't, because he'd never bring his cunt ass over here, would he? He's just like you. He's a cunt. He was a cunt, just like you fucking Kamala cunt. He ain't even going to come over here, but he sent his fucking Blackwater fucking private mercenaries from fucking Austria or Hungary or German fucking mercenaries. He sent them, didn't he? And they got their fucking ass shot off. They got shot the fuck out of this country. And we should have shot the fucking aristocrats that were the cause behind all this anyway. Who fucking hijacked a fucking popular uprising for fucking rights and turned it into their own goddamn little fucking revolution for them, a new country. So they're going to run it and you're going to be their fucking slave. Only the people wouldn't be a slave, would they? You could not get, even among your fucking criminal fucking cartel, you could not get the fucking necessary votes to fucking ratify that constitution that never was, because the people never ratified it. The people never said, yes, you do not rule by the consent of the people. You're ruling against the consent of the fucking people, and you're fixing to fucking die for it. You are in gross violation of the highest law in this fucking land. You have committed treason. You have committed fucking sedition, and you have challenged us by fucking telling us that you are going to destroy our fucking Bill of Rights. Bring it on! White House tasks Susan Rice with gun control effort. Oh, Susan Rice, here we come with some more of these motherfucking cunts who don't know their ass from a fucking hole in the ground. They don't understand one goddamn little thing about fucking real war. I bet they understand they understand how to mimic things. Susan Rice, who in the fuck is, take a bitch. Just fucking strip her down, put some fucking real clothes on her, put her out in the fucking street, and what's she gonna be? She couldn't even be a whore. She's too fucking ugly. She'd die. She'd starve to death. She's worthless. Worthless as nuts on a fucking monk. Anyway, this is from Liberty Sword. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. She is coordinating the president's whole government approach to reducing gun violence. See, they can't say taking guns away. That'd be straight up fucking treason by their fucking mouths. It's always, we're going to try and stop gun violence. Well, why don't you try to stop hammer violence first, because there's more people killed with fucking hammers in this country than are killed with guns in this country in a year. You fucking phony son of a bitches. Reason they don't want you to have them guns is because it makes you more powerful than they are. It makes it so you can squish their fucking goddamn slimy, communist, fascist, dirty fucking asses out of your fucking country. You can blow their asses out. You can shoot them down like the dogs they are. That's what you're supposed to be doing, enforcing that fucking 10 articles of that fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, known as your Bill of Rights, which is a body of fucking law, which is your autonomy, which is your whole goddamn life, which is your freedom, your liberty. White House Press Secretary Karen Jean Perry told reporters during the daily briefing, maybe I missed something there. She is coordinating the president's whole, yeah, I got it. Jean Perry cited Rice's decades of experience at fucking stealing, thieving, fucking invading fucking countries in violation of fucking international law. Being a fucking goddamn pimp's bitch, bottom bitch. That's what you are, Susan Rice. You're a bottom bitch. And the federal government as making her qualified to handle the issue. What fucking issue are you talking about there? Speak it out, motherfucking treasonous dog shit. Say it and die. Say it. Say you want to come and take our fucking guns from us. Say it. Say you want to fucking take our procedural due process from us and make us your goddamn subject slaves. Say it. And then come do it. See what's left of you'll be fucking hamburger. She did not mention Rice's role in the Oklahoma or the Obama administration's disastrous response to the attacks on the Benghazi consulate in Libya in 2012. No, fuck, you can get busted for goddamn smoking crack. Do a few months in fucking prison and be the goddamn mayor of New York, of the District of Columbia again. Can't ya? That's how fucking slimy this fucking horror country has become. That's what we have allowed. And every bit of it we've allowed. That left four Americans dead on her role, or her role in defending Army Sergeant, Bo, oh man. Can't say that little son of a bitch's name. Bo, I can't say it. I ain't gonna say it. The little fucker that fucking went over to the other side and came back. You know, he traded fucking prisoners at Guantanamo for him. Little prick. I can't say that. I've said it just a minute. Fuck it. Service record. Instead, Gene Perry said there was, quote, no one better than Rice to handle the issue because there's no one sleazier, slimier, or more willing to commit treason against the fucking people of the United States of America than Susan Rice. That's what qualifies you to be a part of this fucking corporation, people. That is the qualifying goddamn, that's the measure, that's the standard. She has decades of experience coordinating interagency process, stealing, fucking goddamn committing goddamn fucking genocide. Weren't you in on that too, you bitch? Didn't you go to Libya and fucking kill little children, blow up their hospitals and fucking shit? Weren't you in on that, bitch? Have you been prosecuted? There's another fucking war criminal, people. A fucking war criminal. Process in the federal government, she said. There is no better at bringing department heads to the table to drive the process. Ooh, I'd say that, but that's too fucking gross, and she couldn't do it no how. No, this fuck. She's. What does it mean? There's nobody that has done more fucking fuck more poodles or fuck more fucking goddamn giraffes or whatever. The fucking this freaky bitch fucking does to get herself off and has more. There's nobody you have more pictures of doing degenerate things than this cunt here. So you can get what you want done in spite of the fact that it violates the fucking law, violates the people's goddamn fucking sovereignty, our fucking rights. Huh? Fuck Susan Rice. Hey, Susan, come get that motherfucker. Come on into the jungle, you cunt. Let's see what you got in the fucking jungle, bitch. Gene Perry spoke about Rice as reporters repeatedly questioned the White House about whether President Biden would appoint, quote, a czar of gun things. See, that's what we do here in Russia. I mean, we're in America, right? We're all Americans, aren't we? Well, we have czars, see. We've always had czars. It's like, yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, international communist, dog shit eating, pig shit eating, fucking scum. You Zionist pig bastards. Go fuck yourself and fuck your czar. Your fucking czar can't fucking play here. This is forbidden ground. To find more executive actions the president could take on. He can take no executive action. He has no executive authority. It is forbidden by the 9th article. Can you fucking read at a third grade level, you fucking morons? Read it and show me where that fucker can have any authority to do any fucking thing about the second article of our fucking Bill of Rights that belongs to we the people, ratified by we the people, fucking enforced by we the people. Try it, motherfucker. Write it down on a fucking piece of paper and bring it fucking on. We have a whole of government approach. A whole of government. Well, the government is a hole and it fucking stinks. I wonder what kind of fucking hole it is. I think it's a fucking asshole. It's a corporate fucking asshole that has zero authority over any individual free sovereign national in this country who knows their goddamn rights and knows their goddamn authority under the fucking true law of this land. That is the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Got it? That's what you're facing. It's that law against your fucking, this mirage of fucking shit that cannot, there's no way it can be argued. You won't even talk about the fucking Bill of Rights because you know you can't fucking argue it. You have no fucking argument. You are in gross, in fact, even speak about it's dangerous for you because you've already fucking done enough to get a rope put around your fucking neck, you treasonous, seditious motherfuckers. And you know it. But you think you're going to pull it off. Man, we get enough United Nations. We get enough foreigners in here. You know, people have thought it before. You fucking wait till you hit that fucking jungle. When you see this fucking place fucking let loose, you motherfuckers are going to be, all these people you think are going to stay here for a fucking Walmart fucking card are going to be fucking, they're going to be a streak of fucking yellow shit heading out of this goddamn country as fast as they can. And we're becoming for you, son of a bitch. You motherfucker who fucking brought him here in violation of our law in order to try and fucking take our country away from us. You cowardly son of a bitches without firing a fucking shot. But it ain't going to go down that way. We have a whole of government approach. Bring it on! Get your whole government, put their fucking goddamn web suits on, get your blooming claws, all you fucker, because you're talking about whole of government here, aren't you? Well, get your goddamn shit on, let's do it! Let's see your whole of government come into the fucking jungle and see the fucking bones fly back out. And I just mentioned that Ambassador Susan Rice is leading along with her departments. She said, with her departments. I thought this goddamn, what was supposed to be a fucking republic belonged to the people. Not some corporate whore under some corporate contract that should be put up against the fucking wall for the war crimes she committed in Libya. She didn't commit war crimes. She wasn't a part of a fucking war crime in Libya, overthrowing a fucking government for fucking oil off the Tripoli coast. Calling it a no-fly zone when you gave them a fucking air force to attack ground forces with. You sent in fucking foreign mercenaries, you dirty, rotten, fucking two-faced bitch. And you want to take my fucking gun? Give it a go. Representative Daryl Issa, oh, you fucking little scumbag. Republican California reacted to the news on social media. The architect of the Benghazi cover-up, he asked, I can't think of anyone worse. Well, that's controlled opposition. It doesn't fucking matter. Does it fucking matter who it is? It doesn't, does it? I think we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been dealt some aces and I've played them all the same, but she's the only one that keeps me in the game. And no fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark, unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. And, of course, that was Uncle Crocker with a Memphis Soul song. Something to mellow out from this bullshit that we have to fucking listen to from these fucking yellow-ass goddamn spineless cowards. We're gonna take your fucking guns from you so that we can fucking take you down the basement and kill you because we're cowards. We know exactly what the fuck you are, you communist fucking fascist fucking pieces of fucking shit. You elitist motherfucking aristocratic goddamn international corporate mafia motherfuckers. Right down to the fucking one down the street calling himself a goddamn capitalist. Not capitalism, motherfucker. It's a free enterprise system. Don't you try to tell me it's the same fucking thing because it ain't. You're the fuckers that let this happen. You're the fuckers that sold my rights out. You're the fuckers whose hair I want. Why is that Susan Rice, huh? Let's see what else we got here. Come on, sissy. She has decades of experience. I think we got her there. She can go right straight to hell. Okay, Supreme Court justices solution to gun violence. Repeal the Second Amendment. What, we have the power, just read the ninth article. It says we have the power to repeal any part of that we don't agree with using the powers and our rights in the Constitution that never fucking was. We have the powers. You think we're fucking stupid? Come do it, you son of a bitch. It's an easy fucking thing to say, ain't it? I think doing it might be just a little bit fucking harder. Supreme Court justice solution to gun violence, repeal Second Amendment. You can't. You don't have the authority. You've never had the authority. In fact, you're right now, you are a criminal fucking organization that has fucking declared war on the fucking American people. You are enemy come fucking batons, motherfuckers. I'd be watching my goddamn mouth. I'd be watching sticking my fucking face out there too, buddy. This is from MSN. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. 4 years ago, when, as now, the nation was reeling from the horror of a mass school shooting, a retired Supreme Court justice suggests a radical solution, getting rid of the Second Amendment. Really? You want to be really fucking retired? You want to be retired at the end of a fucking rope, you son of a bitch? That is fucking treason and sedition to say it! You can have no such authority. The ninth article is quite fucking clear on that. Enumeration, that is the writing down in the Constitution of certain rights, shall not be construed, that is interpreted, as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. That means the people's on, we're the top dog, motherfucker. You're fucking down the goddamn tube. You cannot touch our fucking rights, you sons of bitches. I've talked about it before, you know, they talk, well, that was, they didn't want to put that in the Constitution, they wouldn't put no Bill of Rights because it didn't enumerate every right, but nobody put a system together to fucking litigate every right within the fucking confines of the fucking common law and within the confines of the, what's the old word I'm looking for here? Oh, damn it. The confines of fucking the people doing it on them on their own. I can't think of the word. Our autonomy. On the confines of our autonomy. The people. We do it by ourselves. Fuck you. Stay away from us. Get the fuck away from us. Don't you come near us unless we tell you to. And in fact, you fucking Britain right now because you're a fucking unlawful corporation created in violation of our law. You will disband and you will fucking submit to fucking arrest by we the people for fucking crimes against us and crimes against humanity and crimes against other fucking countries, crimes against humanity, like in fucking goddamn Iraq, where you committed fucking genocide, you son of a bitches. You didn't do that in my name. You fucking motherfuckers have been rogue for fucking since 1871. Well, since 1869. Well, since goddamn fucking, Abraham Springsteen fucking declared martial law with no zero authority to do so in violation of that ninth article. There is no fucking right in that goddamn fucking Constitution nowhere for him to fucking cancel our goddamn Bill of Rights, people. We are the Supremes. They were to be our fucking, remember the, do you remember being taught when you were a kid coming up to school? Because all they showed was the federal side of it, the Federalist Papers. You couldn't even get a hold of the fucking Anti-Federalist Papers until some years, just about probably 6, 7 years back. And then they became available. But they told you that, you know, no. Nothing can ever touch you in this country. You're free. Worship your fucking masters. You're free. You always find out you're free, but they can do some shit to you that fucking, is fucking arbitrary and capricious. And that's when you start figuring out what the fuck is going on here. This is written in third grade English and it says it pretty fucking clear. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. That's part of the fifth article. Yet they're pulling people over and reaching up inside women's bodies and body searching them on the side of the fucking road with no fucking warrant. They're taking people's property without fucking warrant, without charge, without conviction. And when you ask them why, well, we need the money. I think that our forefathers would expect us to blast their fucking asses out of this fucking country. You went bankrupt a long time ago. I don't care about your fucking creditors over in China. You're giving back what you fucking stole from us. If they got fucked too fucking bad, they fuck with us, they'll all fucking die. And I don't want to hear about their supersonic fucking missiles. Goddamn, I don't give a monk's fuck about them. The goddamn nuclear missiles are scattered across this country. We'll wipe your fucking ass out. The fucking Titan submarines will wipe your fucking ass off the planet. They know it. Just like the Russians know it. There's not going to be no goddamn nuclear war. It's fucking mutual assured destruction. Means everybody dies and there ain't nothing worth having. So there ain't nobody wins. Why would any person do that? Well, why would any person mention that except to try to, oh my God, well, we're going to civil war. Let these guys do it. We'll do whatever you have to take. Yeah, give billions to Ukraine. Give it right to Joe Biden. He can hand it out. He knows the people over there. Yeah, it's his cartel territory. I mean, the shit we fucking look at day after day after day after day, and we fucking just sit here and allow it. Don't have to, people. Repeal the Second Amendment, huh? Well, it ain't an amendment. It's one fucking amendment. The whole body of law is, and it's written in articles. It's written as a fucking body of law. You can't fucking touch it in any fucking way. And when you try to do it, go ahead anyway. Go ahead and declare it. And then send your motherfuckers to do it. And watch the bones fly back out of the fucking jungle. And then you watch the fucking people pour out of the fucking jungle and come to fucking hang your goddamn treasonous asses. That is an act of treason to even say it. Let's see here. Sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches World Report. 4 years ago, when, as now, the nation was reeling from a horror of a mass school shooting, a retired Supreme Court justice suggested a radical solution, getting rid of the Second Amendment. Wow. What is this doing in print? There's enough right there to hang this son of a bitch. Right there, what I just said right there, that gets him fucking hung for fucking treason and sedition. You do not fucking suggest that the people's law be removed by an inferior fucking judiciary from a government that does not have the fucking equal authority with the people and does not even have the consent of the people to fucking rule. You're asking to get your ass fucking hung and you're fixing to fucking do it. Or shot off. John Paul Stevens issued the call after 17 people were killed at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. In February 2018, the attack prompted hundreds of thousands to demand. I don't care if every motherfucker in this fucking country demands that the fucking second article be removed. It can't be. It can't be. You can't take it from me. It's an individual free sovereign's right. It's my right, and you can't have it, because I will enforce it. 100,000 of you come, we'll see how many of 100,000 I can take out before you get me, you motherfuckers, but you'll never get my right. And you already know what the goddamn odds are. You already know what the fucking numbers are. I just want you to get this over fucking with. Where people, we are sitting here allowing these fuckers to entrench. That is the stupidest... Oh, damn it. I can't even think of the fucker's name. The Chinaman. He's rolling over in his grave. He's laughing at this shit. The Art of War by Sansu. The Art of War by Sansu. He's sitting there laughing his ass off at this shit. Fucking an army this fucking monstrous, this fucking devastatingly fucking huge, overwhelmingly fucking powerful, eating shit by the spoonful from somebody like Kamala fucking Harris? Are you shitting me? And talk about fucking removing it. You really want to? We've got your Stevens. John Paul Stevens called 17 people were killed. We got you. Okay. So that'll be in writing. That'll be with your fucking name on it. Right, traitor? That'll put the rope right around your fucking neck for suggesting the fucking usurping the fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable fucking law of December 15, 1791. You're suggesting usurping that fucking law. You are fucking advocating for usurping that law. You are advocating for usurping the fucking United States of these Americas and the fucking common law, which is the fucking Bill of Rights, which is the fucking law of December 15, 1791, unfucking alienable. You're calling to fucking overthrow that. You are fucking subversive and you got a rope coming for your fucking neck. In a March 27, 2018 New York Times op-ed, Stevens praised the protesters and their calls for stricter gun control laws. You can sit there, you can piss, you can moan, you can do anything you fucking want, but you cannot touch that fucking Bill of Rights. You touch it, you've tried fucking with it, you try fucking taking guns, we got every right to kill you deader in a fucking wedge, and you know it. And you know there's a plenty of us itching to fucking do it. You have already fucking subverted our fucking law to the point of treason, to the point of high treason. You've declared war on our fucking freedoms and liberties, you motherfuckers. Just like that fucking queer ass King George III did, huh? You'll get the same fucking thing he got. only in spades, and this time we will put in goddamn, the people will, because there won't be no motherfucking goddamn elite left. They will all be dead. The people will put fucking safeguards in place to make sure that nothing like this ever happens to a generation of our people again. Stricter gun laws. You can't make a gun law, motherfucker. You're too stupid. You can't read. But the demonstration should seek more effective and more lasting reform. He wrote about a year before his death at 99. Good fucking riddance to you, son of a bitch. Too bad you didn't get to live to see your fucking trial and face fucking justice at the end of a fucking rope. They should demand a repeal of the Second Amendment. Demand all you fucking want. It cannot be by law. By the law of which it is a part of the body of it, the rest of the articles of the fucking Bill of Rights, it cannot be touched. It is an enforcement mechanism. It is the ultimate enforcement mechanism. As you have removed the fucking common law courts, it is the only enforcement mechanism, and you ain't fucking, we're gonna use it. We're gonna enforce our fucking law with our fucking goddamn liberty teeth. What it was meant for, according to Mr. Tench Koch, who explained it quite clear to the fucking queers back then, the fucking aristocrats back then, that's why they didn't want it. We tried to take them over, they get to shoot us. Don't you get it? And like I said, I don't give a fuck if 13, 14, 20 people got shot in fucking Texas last night. Whoop-de-fucking-do. 40 people get killed in Chicago every night. I mean, whoop-de-fucking-do. I had nothing to do with it. You will not touch my fucking individual sovereign fucking right. You goofy son of a bitch. You know you can't do it. You know what you're trying to do is a goddamn act of treason and sedition. Yet you keep pushing. Why? How long? How much treason and sedition you people were willing to have shoved down your fucking throat, huh? Stephen said the amendment was adopted out of a concern that a national standing army might pose a threat to the security of the state. Today that concern is a relic of the 18th century. He wrote, really? Because a standing army, you don't have FBI, CIA, fucking ATF, fucking DHS, all fucking armed. All with fucking goddamn military equipment. You don't have a standing army of mercenaries from around the world in this fucking country right now? You think we're fucking stupid or blind? You think we're stupid or we can't see? Or you just tell us, well, those are police, you say. And when you get in that goddamn, even that first constitution, that phony son of a bitch that never was, and you show me where you had any fucking authority to have any policing powers over the individual free sovereign national who was living in under autonomy, under the fucking law of December 15, 1791, you motherfucker. You do have a standing fucking army, but nothing that we can't mow down right quick. And then you'll bring your fucking blue helmets in and we'll mow them down right quick. We'll show you some new ways to kill fucking people and fucking hordes that you can't believe without destroying very much at all. You fucking unbelievable son of a bitches. Today that concern relic is not, it's a relic. Well, it's just like fucking back when, fucking Barry Satoro was fucking president. Well, we completely defeated communism. Now you got them walking around in your fucking streets declaring that they're fucking having a Marxist revolution. Fucking just 3 short years later. Hell, they'll say something like that in 1 month. It'll be fucking, yeah, we're communists. We're attacking. We're just going to make this communist republic area. Republic of, what do you got right here? Fuck this. Fuck that. What do we got right here? Over here in Ukraine. Wait, this is what we're backing with our fucking wealth of our country and with our fucking blood.
For the rest of us that aren't Ukrainians, I think the world, quite frankly, Kira, is surprised by the will of the Ukrainian people to stand up and fight.
I'm so impressed.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have been fighting Putin for the last 8 years, and we had 3 revolutions in our country when we did not agree with what was going on with the direction of where we're moving in. But right now,
it's a critical time
because we know that we not only fight for Ukraine, we fight for this new world order for the democratic countries. We knew that we are the shield for the Europe.
This new world order for the democratic countries, huh? Well, this ain't no democracy, bitch. It was sold to us as a republic, but it ain't even that. All that exists here is a country of fucking freemen. with a fucking document that says we can kill anybody that fucking tries to take our fucking liberty away from us, who tries to take our property away from us, who tries to take our autonomy away from us. That's what you fuckers are doing. That's the only fucking document that'll stand on this fucking land, and you know it. That's why he said, well, we're thinking about writing down something. We're going to just remove that Second Amendment. That son of a bitch, it's going to get us killed if we don't get rid of it. Yeah, well, you got to do it, too. You don't just write it down, you son of a bitch. Do it. Just fucking do it and just get on with it, shall we? I don't want to live out the rest of my fucking life listening to punks like you talk fucking punk bullshit that you ain't going to fucking do. Bring your fucking ass into the fucking jungle. I'm hungry. In a March 27, 2018 New York Times op-ed, Stevens praised the protesters and their call for stricter gun control laws. You cannot make a gun control law. Can you read simple English? Can you read the second article of the fucking people's unalienable, untouchable? Fucking, you cannot fucking change it. Fucking law of December 15, 1791. A well-regulated militia being necessary to a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Period. Nothing past that period, motherfucker, and you've already infringed on it to the point you got ropes coming around your fucking neck for the treason and sedition you have absolutely committed in open, bold, bond daylight. Feel that fucking hemp rope come down around your neck and tighten, you dirty son of a bitches. You think it can't happen? You're right on the epitaph, more than you fucking know. Effective, more lasting reform, he wrote about before. He died at 99. You're fucking dead. I don't want to hear what some dead guy said. What the fuck's he got to do with shit anyway? I don't care if it was his opinion as a person. Fuck him off. He can fuck off. He's dead. We gonna dig the fucker up and have him testify? Stevens said the amendment was adopted out of a concern that a national standing army might pose a threat to the security of a free state. Today that concern is a relic of the 18th century. It is. Is there a standing fucking army out there? Are we under goddamn military fucking law, people? Or is this person here full of fucking, who is this son of a bitch? MS, old mainstream media, why not? Is whoever wrote this full of fucking shit and knows it? Is it whoever wrote this so fucking paid off? You gotta be paid off because he knows nobody fucking, everybody can see what's in front of them. Everybody can see a police state when it's all around them. Standing fucking army. It ain't a standing army. See, it's police that we weren't allowed to have. We weren't allowed to have any policing powers over the people because the people were the sovereigns in charge. You see, fuck you. Bring it. That's exactly what this is goddamn for. It was part of Tench Koch. We just talked about that a little while ago, didn't we? What am I to say here about that standing army here, man? Let's see. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend the country, they're not occasionally raised. They have been made a permanent part of the country, and they're not even fucking military soldiers. They are privateers. They are, God, they work for fucking unions. They wear union badges, and they operate under union law that says that our fucking Bill of Rights doesn't exist. We don't even have our right to life. They can fucking kill us at will. So I think it's time we fucking got rid of them motherfuckers, don't you? It's not in the 18th, you know, a relic of the 18th century, my fucking ball sack. Did he convince you? Did this motherfucker convince you of that? That you're not living in a fucking totalitarian police state being run by the fucking ruling fucking goddamn mafia? The international corporate mafia whose mop, they've showed you every mafia fucking move there is. From assassination to goddamn fucking genocide, what do you want? He called repeal a simple but dramatic action that, quote, would move Saturday's marchers closer to their objective than any other possible reform make school children safer. So what, there's like 2,000 of these motherfuckers? How about fucking 10,000 of them just come mow your fucking asses down too? Now do you get it? You're not touching our fucking guns. We don't care how many people get killed. No more than our fucking ancestors did when they fought for the right to have them fucking guns. They didn't care how many people they had to kill. Men, women, and children fucking died for them goddamn rights. You think they fucking, a kitty got killed, so we're going to take them fucking rights away. Give it a fucking go. But Stevens didn't acknowledge the Herculean challenge that his proposal entailed. You ain't shitting, buddy. It's called the fucking jungle, and you're welcome to come give it a go any fucking time you get ready. As there was, quote, and remains, zero chance that gun control advocates would get anywhere close to the two-thirds majority in both houses of Congress and ratification by three-fourths of the state. No, it remains impossible because the ninth article does not allow it to even be put to a vote. You got it? There's no authority for the vote. That would be an authority in the Constitution that would allow for them to vote for a fucking goddamn policy that fucking denied and discouraged. You cannot fucking have it. You never could have it. You never will fucking have it. So you might as well load your fucking guns and see if you can get these cocksuckers to come out here and die for your fucking bullshit. Because that's all you have left. I mean, you can keep playing these games of COVID and stealing like fucking goddamn crazy. But when the people in the jungle get hungry, you wait till you see the motherfuckers come out hungry. They will eat your fucking ass on the fucking spot. You're going to think you went back you want to go back in time? You want to go back to the time of the fucking cannibals? You try to starve this fucking people. You try to starve the fucking American nationals who know what you're fucking doing, you son of a bitches. You try to, you got to grow that goddamn, that grain in that field out there went that your Chinese or your goddamn Bill Gates fucking owns. All that fucking, they gotta grow it. Can they grow it under a fucking goddamn seas? Can they grow it under, when it's been lit on fire every fucking night? Can they do that? You think we're just gonna stand there and watch you grow and get fat while we fucking, our kids starve? You're fucking out of your mind. You're goofy. You're retarded. Then you already know that, don't you? Anyways, guys, that's enough ranting for me for one day. I will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, just think about the fucking petty ass fucking arrogance of these fucking clowns. And that's what they are. They're fucking clowns. They laughable fucking clowns. Do it, you son of a bitches. Come and fucking do it. That is The Word from the Trenches. You do the same, brother.